hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live in the studios on this Monday, the 1st of October already, 2007. How many more days till shopping, till Christmas, and the money that you don't have is another matter. On today's program, I'm going to have Ted Pike up here just with an update on the hate crimes bill, which politically was out there floated around that, Mr. Bush, he's going to veto this, and he's going to look good to conservative people in this country. Problem is that it was attached to a military spending bill, and he doesn't have line item veto on that. So we'll get the skinny here from Ted Pike here in just a few minutes. And also, I wanted to do this last week, but we didn't have time to fit it in. They're not doing this nationally, folks, to scare the snot out of people, because people, like we've always said, they keep stuff compartmentalized. Cities will do this. And the one city, Cincinnati, Ohio, let's just say for an instance, doesn't know what Boo-Foo, Pennsylvania is doing. Okay? They keep it compartmentalized. You don't put this stuff nationally out there because it brings national attention. People start asking questions. So they keep their fear cranked up at the highest levels locally, and the national medias are told not to pick it up. And I'll give you a classic example of this as soon as I can get this computer to quit playing two things at the same time. And this was actually empty packages that were sent for bioterror drill in good old Boston, Massachusetts. Now, did you hear anything about this on the national news? No, because of the aforementioned reason. They don't want everybody else knowing how the fear is being hyped and people are being programmed for this type of doomsday scenario, when the real terrorists right now are occupying the highest seats of government today. Well, I'll get into more of that after we get an update from Ted Pike, but folks, I'm tired of it. I mean, I'm really tired of the constant fear, 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 fear. And we're only here reporting on what's going on. And I sometimes look at this and I think to myself, you know, it isn't a positive message repeatedly telling everybody that the Republic is dying. It's in the ICU unit. It needs some shock paddles here because it just had a cardiac arrest. We wouldn't have to do this if the vaunted watchdogs in our media were doing it. There would not be an alternative to the controlled media. That being said, I try to make this the alternative to the alternative media. And because, quite frankly, what I see a lot of the alternative media doing is just doing the same thing our own government's doing. It's continually pumping the fear with no resolution. I want the resolutions, folks. We already know the problems. But more and more new people are coming on board, so you have to maintain the Class 101 structure on the fear element, if you will, because we're here only reporting what's in reality going on. It's a fine line sometimes. It really is. Talk more about that, but when we get back from the break, we'll first talk to Reverend Ted Pike about the hate crime legislation that was passed. It's got to go to committee. Well, we'll just get the skinny from the guy, and you really should thank him for doing this. I mean, he's been the only one that have been really tracking this. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, and online with me is Reverend Ted Pike. Good afternoon, Ted. How are you?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me, John.
Well, as I've always said to you, Ted, you call, I'm on your beck and call, because you're one of the few people in this entire country that has been doing this hate bill thing, and other people know about this, but they refuse to talk about it. And I'm starting to scratch my head and ask myself the important question as to why.
Yes, well, whatever we have done or have failed to do, the fact, the gloomy fact of the matter is that the hate bill did pass Thursday morning, and the story of why it passed is certainly not being trumpeted by the new right, because they have an awful lot to cover up for.
Now, let me stop you right there, Ted. What is the new right?
Well, we're talking about focus on the family. These are the Christian watchdog organizations of the new right or the Christian conservative right. These are the inheritors of the Reagan Revolution and so on. But there's focus on the family. There's Concerned Women for America. There's Traditional Values Coalition, a Family Research Council, and probably WorldNet Daily is a part of that, and Faith to Action and so on. What we saw last week was an incredible lack of response from the new right. Now, there's two facets to why the hate bill passed. Number one, there was a total media blackout by the new right Christian conservative organizations. All these organizations, which I've just mentioned here, had absolutely nothing of timely warning in the days before the hate bill was actually passed. Actually, last Tuesday morning, the hate bill was under full deliberation in the Senate, and for two days, not one, excuse me, there was one at the very end, Orrin Hatch, but no other senators stood to their feet to speak out against the hate bill. And this was a period of 2 days when the Senate was pretty much open for anybody who wanted to come up and speak on any issue. They were invited to do so. And certainly Senator Ed Kennedy got up there, and also Gordon Smith and Senate Majority Leader Reid and others, and they powerfully argued for the hate bill. And all of the Republican senators for 2 days sat there quietly in their seats without uttering a peep of protest. Finally, on Wednesday evening, the eve before the hate bill passage, Senator Orrin Hatch did stand up and gave some fairly brief remarks, which were very good, very powerful. But and then the next morning, there were four Republicans who gave two-minute speeches, and Hatch also gave several speeches, which were very good. But the fact is that there seems to have been a deal between the Republican right, the religious leaders, and the members of the Senate to let the hate bill pass. And their strategy was that by letting the hate bill pass, they would provide a stage so George Bush could come out on his white horse and kill the hate bill and restore his reputation as the great defender of freedom. Obviously, that's been very much sullied and tarnished by his record in Homeland Security and Patriot Act, etc. And so this seems to have been a seemingly brilliant scheme. I don't know how far it goes to the White House, but certainly the evidence is there that the kibosh was on in the Senate and a blackout was coming from the religious right. Now, we have to remember that my email alerts, my shrill emergency alerts were going to all of these organizations in those days before the hate bill was passed. I didn't get any response from them. No email alerts, no internet alerts, anything like that came out. We should have had 3 million calls coming in from the religious right. And in fact, our polls throughout those days showed a tiny, tiny trickle. Some senators didn't even get calls at all during the day, even in the day before the hate bill passed.
And how do you know that?
Well, we were there. We, for example, on Wednesday, we polled 38 senators. We asked them specifically exactly how many phone calls they were getting in. Some said 5, some said 15, some said as many as 50, and then some said no calls whatever. Now, if the new right had been doing its job, we would have had we could have had the American Family Association alone, which did not post any alerts. They routinely can get 2 million calls going into the Congress on any issue they want to, and yet this trickle of calls was evidence that the new right was not doing its job.
Well, and we had support about this before. And James Dobson, the Focus on the Family, and other groups you'd worked with before that you'd spend an inordinate amount of time telling them about. If there was a threat to free speech and the First Amendment in this country, that this isn't something you'd have to keep calling these people about. They were on your email alert list, and all of a sudden they went dead silent.
Yeah, well, they have staffs. They've got a number of employees who do nothing more than ostensibly monitor everything that's happening in Congress. Same way with Family Research Council, which is kind of a sister organization to Focus on the Family. And yet I could not get their attention for days. In fact, the Military Arms Appropriation Bill was in the Senate for two full weeks before the final passage. And 3 days after it came in, Senator Kennedy leaped to his feet and demanded that the hate bill be attached without debate to the arms appropriation bill. And that was rebuffed by Senator McCain. But even right then, it was five more days before we even got any kind of e-alerts, internet warnings out of these new right organizations. And then, and I should also mention that Dr. Dobson, back in the beginning of September, was on the radio, and he's pretty much the hub of this of this wheel. And the others are the spokes, but he's the main honcho that dictates a lot of policy for the new right today. And he was very emphatic on his broadcast that we should implicitly trust George Bush, who is a man of tremendous integrity and character, a born-again Christian, and he will be true to his promise to veto the hate bill. And what he was doing on that broadcast was that he was saying that ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, is quite a bit worse a legislation as far as a species of hate bill legislation, worse than the hate bill. And even back then, what I was seeing was that he was moving public concern away from the hate bill, saying basically, let George do it. He will save freedom for us. And in fact, right after that, a week or so after his talk on the radio, I have a friend in the religious right who's an insider, a lot of contacts, knows a lot of leaders. He called 30 leaders to poll them and encourage them to fight the hate bill, and he found a full third of these leaders had told him they had completely given up on fighting the hate bill, and then the remainder, most of them, said that they were confident that Bush would veto it, and we had nothing to fear. So what this did was it completely deflated the power and the strength of the movement against the hate bill in America, and so that even when they came out with these e-alerts 4 or 5 days before hate bill passage, nevertheless, you see, there was no compelling reason in those e-alerts why we should even call Congress, because they had already convinced the people that George Bush would take care of everything.
Well, and do you... I think the fires of hell are going to burn a lot hotter for people like Mr. James Dobson, because he knows better.
Yeah.
He knows better.
Yes.
And I'll lay you dollars to donuts. Now, this is just speculation on my part, but my gut instinct tells me, unlike Michael Chertoff, my gut instincts are based on truth and fact, not on fantasies. But I would bet you that his 501c3 was threatened. That you do this and you step in line. I mean, look what they've done with the preachers.
Yeah.
The government has gone to the preachers and in the Southern Baptist Church and everything else and told them that you're going to be stepping fetchings for us and you're going to help us out in case of national emergency. And a few of these preachers had told me that if they balked at anything like this, that, well, it wasn't exactly stated, but right around the periphery about this was that, well, you know, we do have the IRS out here and you've got a 501, yes. You know, you don't want an audit now, do you?
Yeah.
Now, James Dobson, I don't know what this character takes in per year in donations. This is all tax-free stuff, folks. You know, when you do your tithing to a religious organization, you know, if they're 501c3, you're allowed to deduct that from your taxes, from your own filings. So I smell a big fat rat here, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been all over, and guys, I don't want to get down this rabbit hole here, but we have the Pharisees at the pulpits across America that are not standing up for God's people, and they're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
And I've had the same thing. I've had the same encounters with a church that I no longer go to. The same claptrap that George Bush is a good, godly man, and he's a Christian, and you should just shut up and sit down and just weigh on every word that this man says and take it to the bank, because he's a godly man, and he wouldn't steer you wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any concrete evidence about what was said in the White House. It does seem to me that whoever advised George Bush to promise a veto could well have had the intentions of actually killing this movement against the hate bill, because once the President of the United States has given us that assurance, why do we need to put any big pressure on Congress? Why do we need to call in and so on? And that seems to have been this kind of epidemic of apathy that spread across this burgeoning movement in late summer, and seemed to have been very much encouraged by Dobson. It spread everywhere. So that as we were coming up in the last 3 days before the hate bill, we did poll senators on those 3 days.
Okay, Ted, hold on. Can you hear the music? I don't know if you can hear the cue in your ear, but we've got a break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Of gold. The reason I played that, I usually just play a little bit of the bumper on that, is because we're talking and dealing with people that build cathedrals of glass, the bricks and mortar of the established churches, and the influence that these people have over Christians in this country. They're TV evangelists, folks, okay? That's what they do. Millions of dollars a year for their TV time. They need millions and millions of dollars of tithing every year to run and and I'm not being blasphemous here, but to run their Six Flags over Jesus. And I'll tell you why that came about. It was actually a member of the singing group Eagles, Don Henley, that when he broke away, made a song about Six Flags Over Jesus in direct reference to Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Okay? Everybody was embarrassed by that. But gold faucets in your, you know, the people that give you the most money, and, you know, you can come down and you can ride the rides here, and it's all become so, Ted, I don't even have a word for it.
Yeah.
It is, you know, if somebody wants to be an evangelist, I mean, whatever happened to the tent preachers?
Yeah.
That used to go to a city and throw up a tent and have a revival.
Sure.
And people would come out and they'd pray and they'd do all this stuff and they'd throw a few coins in their plate and they'd move on to the next place that needed the word.
Yeah. My grandfather was a circuit rider in the Wild West, and that was his way of life. He forsook everything and brought his family, which ultimately amounted to 10 children, out to Carson City, Nevada, and lived an extremely sparse existence in order to help the Indians and help cowboys and so on. And I think what's happened here today is, you know, our family, my father and mother, were quite instrumental in helping inspire the resurgence of conservatism, even as early as Barry Goldwater and the John Birch Society and all that, which is kind of ancient history now. But in fact, my parents interviewed Ronald Reagan here in his hotel room in Portland as he was running for governor of California. We were part of the resurgence of the new right. And we had rallies with Bill Buckley and others of those pioneers of conservatism. But what has happened is many of these religious right leaders started mixing church and politics back in the early 80s with great idealism, with a desire to turn the country around and right moral wrongs and hold back liberal legislation. But in the ensuing 20 years, I'm afraid they've kind of become victims of the system. And I do have a very recent article at truthtellers.org. And I wrote articles every day last week, which are chronicled at truthtellers.org, documenting everything that I'm saying, the charges I'm saying here today against the religious right and the U.S. Republican members of the Senate, that somehow they have become victims of the system. They've become the victims of power politics. And now they are attempting to hide the fact that they colluded together to do exactly the opposite of what their supporters had charged them and trusted them to do, which was to defeat the hate bill. They've done exactly the opposite. They have passed the hate bill through a conspiracy of silence in the days and even weeks before the hate bill passed.
Well, and, you know, I hate to say this because there are, gosh, I got to be careful with my words here. There are preachers out there that I think that are biblical, that have their agenda, and everybody's got an agenda, and that doesn't necessarily mean a negative. But I've seen what has happened with the Six Flags Over Jesus crowd. It, folks, remember as a kid hearing, oh, money is the root of all evil? No, it's not. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. I think that's spelled out pretty clearly in the Bible, is it not, Ted?
Yeah,
so they have become victims of their own success. And any time that you've got something that you've built, and it's, you know, you want it on bedrock, you want it on solid ground, when you get that big, well, then you're exposed, and then people threaten you economically. And Ted, I can almost bet, I don't want to say I'll bet my soul, but I'll lay you dollars to donuts here that they were leaned on and they were threatened with their 501c3s.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, and again, they think they're still doing the Lord's work, but they've been hijacked.
Yeah.
And they have been blackmailed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is no other way that you can explain this. If the hate crime bill was bad and they agreed with it, then why all of a sudden was their priorities turned in another direction, you know, to do what? I want to talk with you a little bit more, if you got a little bit more time.
Plenty of time.
Okay, great. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, and we'll invite your calls. You know, I used to get a lot of people that read the Bible, that used to listen to my show. I don't hear them anymore. What happened to you people? You'll probably say, what happened to you, John? I'm still here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Let me take a quick phone call here, Ted. Henry in Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Oh, boy. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we
Hello?
Can.
Hello? Oh, boy.
What's the deal?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can
hear
better.
You. Okay, better. Yeah, I have a little problem with the wire. Okay. I hear you both talking about the hate crime bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, first of all, I was really surprised. I have to say this. I know portions of the Congress, you know, and Senate are treasonous. But, you know, William Cooper always said they always had about two-thirds of the ones that are really hardcore Illuminati, and the others, they really don't care, because as long as they can override them, that's all that matters. But I'm really surprised that passed. But you still got to understand, too, still this exact same bill with the exact same number has to pass the other side. You know, Cooper is saying this, too. They will push something through the Senate with one bill, and it'll pass. Push something through the House of Representatives with a different bill, but it's the same law, piece of legislation.
Right, it's just worded a little bit differently, but the meaning is exactly the same.
Right, yeah. And they also try to put it through both sides, which they didn't used to do 20 years ago or something. Because I spoke to him on the phone, you know, sometimes, privately, and try to push it through one or the other, and then hoping that the other will pass the other one, that the other, you know, legislative body passed.
Sure.
So they can get it through. But I'm surprised that it passed the Senate. But they still, the House of Representatives has to pass either SA 2067 or the Senate has to pass H.R. 1592 in order for it to be, and then the president has to sign in order for it to be law. They can't have like two different pieces, like a Senate bill that passed the Senate and a House bill that passed the House, but they still have to pass one or the other, and the president has to sign it in order for it to be law.
Right.
Well, actually, like the income tax.
Yeah, actually, Henry, just to make things perfectly clear to our audience, the House did pass the same legislation in a longer version back in May, and this the Senate bill of Kennedy's is about 5 pages long. The House version, I think, was about 9 pages long. What is going to happen now is that because there is different language, or at least different lengths, in the two versions, it will have to go to conference between the House and the Senate. Now, that could take as long as a couple of weeks. And what we have to remember here is that the arms appropriations bill that this the hate crimes bill is now attached to is 2 months overdue in being passed by the Senate. And if we have a couple more weeks for conference, and then if the president does veto it and sends it back to have the arms have the hate bill stripped off, there can be wrangling there for another week or two. Now, what's happening here is the clock is ticking on just how long we can keep from supplying our troops in Iraq and throughout the world. Got to have this arms appropriations bill. What this is doing is it's putting tremendous pressure on President Bush to renege on his promise to the new right to veto the hate bill. And what could develop is he's going to develop a very good reason why it's now become a security, national security, military emergency. He's got to pass both of them without cutting off the hate bill. If that happens, not only will the great gamble the religious right has taken be totally mocked, but it means that we will go into becoming a hate crimes bureaucracy immediately, just like Canada.
Anything else, Henry?
Well, yeah, hello? Yeah, a couple other things. Let me ask this, though. As far as I know, still, don't they have to, doesn't it still, the same bill with the same number has to pass the other body, though?
Yes, it has. It is passed.
All right, so you're telling me one of these bills, either SA 2067 or H.R. 52, or 1592, has passed both sides. That's what I'm saying.
The Senate bill is just a condensed version of the House bill, but they've won in both the houses of the Congress now. It's just almost a formality now to take it to conference, and of course the Democrats will be dominating that. They'll probably try to delay things because the longer they can delay, the more pressure Bush is to give up on his promise to the new right and not veto the hate bill, you see, because he's got to have that money to keep the war going in Iraq.
Yeah, I know. He blew away $1 trillion already.
Yeah. And in actuality, what President Bush and folks, not that this is going to happen, but the only thing he would have to say is, look, yeah, I need that money for the appropriations for the military, but you know what? I'm not going to sign anything until that's taken out of there. Because if I understand this correctly, Ted, he doesn't have a line item veto on this.
No, he doesn't.
Right. I was told that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an all or nothing. No line item veto. That's why Kennedy wanted to put it on the arms bill, because it was must-pass legislation, and the president has to take the whole package. And Kennedy is now confidently predicting that Bush will not veto the hate bill. He will not insist that it be cut off, because he says no president in American history has ever sent back an arms appropriations bill and demanded that some portion of it be taken off.
Now, isn't that a little hypocritical? Because if I'm not mistaken, and I could be in error here, but I thought Senator Kennedy was against the war in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
But there he's, you know, well, everybody's against the war, at least on the Democratic side. We're against the war, but we're going to fund terrorism, and or I'm sorry, we're going to fund the stuff to fight against terrorism. And after all, we've got to support our troops, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. They are there. So this is very crafty of Kennedy to do this, knowing full well that he's got Bush over a barrel, and not that George Bush, I mean, come on, folks. I mean, we got to do away with bias in this country. We got to dialogue to a consensus. I mean, George Bush, think about this. Who is suffering right now with a percentage rating of approval of American voters, 35, 36%, if it's even that high? I mean, who best to benefit by the passage of a hate crime bill?
You know, Massachusetts is a great state, but I'll tell you right now, I'd really be glad when they do get rid of Kennedy.
Well,
they need somebody younger. They need somebody who thinks more on the level. They need somebody who thinks more of things that just practical and down to earth and what's logical. Because he's not going to last too much longer. Because he really is a problem. You know?
All right. Hey, Henry.
Okay, let you go.
Appreciate your call.
All right, bye. All right. Take care.
Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're up next. Hello.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi.
I'm a Bible believer, and I do believe in the National Intel Report. Do great work, John. And you do great work to their minister, and you really do serve us on a silver platter, the information we need to know anytime we need to call our Congress, and whether anyone thinks that petitioning the Congress is of any value, I'll say this. I know petitioning the Congress is more potent than our votes for the president. And nonetheless, just as Ron Paul's campaign is an education campaign for the public as much as anything else, so is your campaign, sir. And and Ted, you really do a tremendous service, just as RBN. And I just want to pat you all both on the back and say, You're doing the work of our divine creator, and I think the Almighty smiles upon y'all.
Well, I hope that you're correct there, Ted. I don't think you'd take an issue of what Dylan said here.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, and I know why you're doing what you're doing, Ted, and I am with you, and I'm in support of what you're doing, because I also know what the hate bill is capable of doing.
Yes.
With free speech in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're following yourself. You're true to your own heart, and you've never compromised on this issue, and you've always made it clear that this was because of the Bible and what the Bible teaches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, I don't know where you think ethics or morality came from. It didn't osmotically just rub off from your parents or your grandparents. It is through the scripture. A lot of people want to go in denial over that. They want to get real secular about it, but yeah. That's the God's honest truth.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not doing tongue-in-cheek humor here.
Mm-hmm.
It is the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
And a lot of people they want to have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And folks, Christianity is the biggest religion in this country, but Ted, that's what it's turned into, is a religion and not a faith.
Well, you know, John, that's why it's so important that these religious conservative leaders do come clean on this issue and repent and get straightened out with their people, because this is a tremendous violation and a breach of confidence between them and their millions of supporters. These people have been calling in, they've been signing petitions with one intention, to defeat the federal hate bill. And now they find that these very leaders have been working at cross purposes behind the scenes to actually pass the hate bill. And the evidence is there. I've got it all documented at truthtellers.org in these e-alerts during the past week. And even if you doubt me, go to all of these websites of these new right leaders and scroll back and find out if they were sending out e-alerts and internet warnings during those crucial 2 or 3 days before the Senate vote, and you'll find that exactly what I'm saying actually took place. And I have a recent e-alert, which I wish everybody could go to Truth Tellers and read. It's, I'm calling on these leaders for the sake of their testimony and the sake of the testimony of Christianity in a darkened and skeptical world. They must show that they are different from Clinton, and they are different from Backer and Swaggart and these other scandalous role models. But these leaders who started in these ministries out of idealistic reasons, I still have the capacity to show that even though they've sinned, maybe even like King David, there is restoration. And we have to have clean hearts, and we have to have clean hands, especially if we are so fortunate for president to veto this bill. Then we will have a year of respite, and we can gear up to battle the hate bill in the new Congress 14 months from now. But we're going to have honesty in our leadership.
Well, and the fix is in. The way I'm seeing this right now, the fix is in. And I know the Democratic Congress, you know, they're planning on Hillary coming in.
Yes.
At any rate, they're getting a jump on things here. And folks, I got to tell you something. My interest in this is not only from Ted Pike's point of view, but it's also a freedom of speech. You know, and the last time you were on, Ted, we talked about how they downplayed the hate part of this to call it bias.
Yes.
Because, you know, who can argue with the federal government that, you know, you can't be prejudicial against somebody for their race or their creed or their sexual practices? Oh, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, goes against what the Bible teaches.
Yeah.
So you see, all this is very cumbersome, and it's just, you know, it's just very bad. It's dividing people. Well, if you've got an atheistic communist and you want to talk about hate crime bill and how it affects Christians in this country, well, now, what do you think you're going to get? You know, there are people out there that hate Christianity because of the standing value, not because they're afraid of people that practice it necessarily or believe it themselves, but it is a stigma on their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have this.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted, I mean, I'm not saying this facetiously. We have gone to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
We literally have.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a wake-up call to reveal to us how mercenary, how opportunistic have become our new right leaders. And as I mentioned earlier, I do have all these people on my e-alerts. They're getting all the truth that I say about Zionism and evil Jewish leadership and ADL and all of this. And I think that God is looking down, and he's saying, you know, Ted Pike has been speaking a lot of truth to you, and now you've turned a deaf ear to it, and I'm gonna bring you in judgment for not receiving this sincere truth, which is so biblical and so vital to the survival of our nation. And one of the reasons I am encouraging people to take my articles at Truth Tellers and spread them out as widely as you can on your websites or internet and so on, talk radio, get the word out of what's happened, is because these leaders right now are actually moving out of this issue. They're moving on to other issues. They're really not showing any signs of wanting to spill the beans and get right with God and with their constituents. They're just ignoring it, and that's a very bad sign. That's very unhealthy. And it's not because I want to weaken their authority or weaken their ministries. Actually, I want to make them stronger in the right way through moral cleansing and righteousness and clearing of themselves before God and man.
Ted, I appreciate you coming on the program today. And as I've told you before, I'll say it again publicly on the airwaves. You call, you're on the program.
Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, Ted. And God bless you for all of what you've been doing. And folks, you know, if you're a secular out there, you know, you don't believe in God or whatever, you know, that's fine. But when you let, you know, what keeps evil in abeyance? It's the good. That's what keeps it in abeyance.
Yes.
And you can't argue with the good of the Bible, but you want to argue about God and being in the public, and we got to have a separation, which our communist friends over at the ACLU helped cook up back in the early 60s. You've been set up for all of this stuff.
Yes.
And it's the freedom and the liberty and the straightforwardness and the righteousness that people had. When you say righteousness, I'm talking about honesty here, forthrightness and dealing with each other. because there is a standard to adhere to. This is what they want gone, is the standard.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, John, Jesus says that if the salt has lost its saltiness, it's good for nothing. And if you've lost your salt, he says, you'll be trodden underfoot of men. And I think that's what's happening here in a nutshell, is that this salty truth-telling and salty dependence upon God to protect us and to obtain political victories for us is gone, as they are resorting to backroom schemes between themselves and the White House and so on to improve public opinion ratings and so on. No wonder they're being trodden underfoot of men and being made a fool of now on the national scene. So what we have to remember is that germs can't exist on salt. Salt is antiseptic, and that's the same way with speaking the whole truth as God leads us to speak it.
Ted, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you soon. All right, the Reverend Ted Pike. And folks, I'm serious about this, and when I get back from break, I'll just spend a few more minutes on this. Whatever your spiritual beliefs are, whether you have some or whether you don't, you've got to recognize from what horn the plenty comes from and to leave well enough alone. Heretofore, that's what it used to be like. It's not like that anymore. Spirituality has been politicized. And it goes on. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
next hour, we're going to get into the local terrorist out there. Henry called from Massachusetts, and I'm going to play a piece from WBZ-TV. And this is part of the local terrorist network out there. And I'm talking about officially sanctioned governmental tripe. So we'll get into that. But before we come up to the top of the hour here, I just wanted to say a few more words about this, because there's a lot of people out there that think separation of church and state means that the government should not enter into official religion. That's why that it is never a good idea to mix religion and politics. Now, that's going to confuse some people out there, and I know that it's going to. We have developed a secular government to the point that Christianity is the enemy by people that have undue influence on this country and its culture. And if you have any doubt about that, start researching this stuff, okay? You'll prove it to yourself. But to suffice it to say that Christianity has become the enemy, not because you got some guy standing around with a Bible on a street corner preaching the Word of God. Okay, you can take that or leave that. From their point of view, it's to your detriment. From your point of view, it's just allows you a little bit more freedom. Freedom from what? The basis of a society is to deal with each other honestly, to have righteous dealings, okay, that you shake hands firmly with your fellow man and look him square in the eye. Whether you're striking a business deal or you're just saying hi to your neighbor, it doesn't matter. That everybody was pretty much singing from the same hymn book, if you will, or the song book, singing from the same page. And what the overall effect of that is that you have people dealing honestly and openly with each other. There's no hidden agendas. There's no backroom deals. There's no trying to get over while you're smiling on one hand and you've got your cohort sneaking up behind to stab you in the back. That's the benefit of Christianity. And a lot of people will say that, no, well, the separation of church and state. Yeah. This is the claptrap that you've been fed by the communists and the socialists out there that absolutely hate something that they cannot control. And the hardest thing on this planet is to deal with somebody that has a strong spiritual conviction. I mean, folks, you might as well be shooting bulletproof glass with a BB gun. And they know this. So what you do is you take over those institutions, you change the thought. I mean, if you got James Dobson out there telling all his people, well, George Bush is a good godly man, explain the million corpses that he left behind in Iraq. How does that square? Why? Because you bought into the rap about terrorism? Ooh, Osama bin Laden's going to get us. So you strip freedom and liberty from the God-fearing people, dictated by the Constitution that you swore to in this country? How is that in God's name? God hates liars and deceivers. He hates the money changers as well. And that's who's got a firm grip on this country. If you haven't noticed, the money changers has been the root of the evil in this country. So this all ties together, folks. I'm not telling you to go out there and buy a Bible and start preaching on the street corner, but at least respect what it has given this country. Do you deny that there is a supreme power of being whatever? Well, then don't piddle on those out there that are trying to keep a society and a culture together based on honesty, all right? Dangerous times. At any rate, we'll take the break, come back on the other side. A lot of news and information to go over in this Monday's edition of the National Intel Report.